Welcome to the Morphin Grid, everybody. I'm Jake.
Caught me off guard. I'm Josh.
I'm pretty good at catching off guard when we start these. And this is another Bobo episode. We can't call it Bono episode because that's the AE podcast.
Well, Bono just means free, but they're all free.
Bonos. This is a Bobo.
It's a Bobo. Our episodes that aren't regular episodes are our Bobo episodes.
So here we are. We got back from watching
a movie. It was crap. Moving on. We have emails we need to answer.
No. Hold. Pump the brakes.
I don't want to pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes. Okay. So we just watched the new Ninja Turtle movie, and guys, don't. Just don't.
When it ended, I said, I wish we hadn't done that.
Immediately. It was less than 2 minutes in, and I went, oh, God.
You reacted to a lot of stuff that I didn't, and I can't think of any off the top of my head. It was at the end where they all had their weapons in a huddle or whatever, and you, like... You, like, threw your hands out.
Spoilers.
Oh, guys, this is a spoilers cast.
We are going to tell you what happened so you don't have to watch this movie. That part at the very end, the reason I was doing this is because instead of attacking Shredder and stopping the gas or whatever from getting out, they're playing rock, paper, scissors for who gets to go first in Buck.
Were they using their weapons as the things? Because the same person's going to win every time.
I don't know what they were doing.
Was it size, swords, nunchucks, bow staff? Was that the game that they played to figure out who was going to play Buck?
They were just putting their swords in as like teamwork. But it just took so long, guys. There's serious business going down 25 feet away from you that you need to take care of.
That sums up this movie pretty well.
Okay, let's do the positives. Let's talk about the positives.
Oh, they made fun of the alien thing.
The Tonight We Dine on Turtle Soup line.
Vernon is in it.
Vernon.
And Karai, who I had to look up to know how new of a character she was.
Did you look up Sax?
No. I forgot his first name, too. I'll look it up, though.
Eric? Aaron?
I'm just going to type in TMNT Sax. And hope I don't get anything, you know.
You're going to get some weird stuff. Kids, we'll tell you whether or not you can Google that in a minute.
I think he's just in the movie. He does not appear to be a character outside of this movie.
Okay, that's stupid, because they have a character that has that role.
Karai.
No, Baxter Stockman.
And Baxter Stockman, well, he's... outside of the cartoon, the original cartoon, Baxter Stockman is a black man. He cannot be the leading role in a Hollywood film that Michael Bay isn't going to have anything to do with.
Wait, outside the cartoon?
Yeah, Baxter Stockman in the original cartoon is a white guy because turned into a fly.
But then when is he a black guy?
He's a black guy in the comic books, in the new cartoon. I don't know about that middle cartoon.
The 2003?
Yeah.
That one was real good.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
I don't remember. Nerdy Show recently did an episode about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because it turned 30.
Right.
And they were talking about how at one point, or no, maybe that was in the Lightning Ducks episode, they're talking about how Baxter Stockman in the 2003 series, every time you see him, he has replaced more and more of himself with robots, with robot parts. It's really cool.
Yeah. I think in the new one, just all of a sudden, he has a giant robot suit. I haven't got that far yet, though.
Okay. Well,
look him up.
Regardless, that character could have just been Baxter Stockman.
Could have just been Baxter Stockman.
Instead, they had to make up a whole new guy. We're still talking about positives. Okay, I got stuff.
There's not many.
Okay, so they make fun of the aliens thing. Because if you don't know, at one point, Michael Bay was like, instead of mutants, they're just going to be aliens.
He is a black guy in 2003, too.
Okay. yeah, definitely can't. Well, he could be the lead villain. They love doing that.
Sure. I don't know. He could have been the lead hero, too. It's 2014.
The lead hero was Turtles. Okay.
The leading human
was April O'Neil.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Whatever.
Quit tapping your phone on the desk. Cut it out now. Put your hands in your pockets or behind your back or something.
It's not going to work because I can just take them out. I have the ability to just take them out.
I'm going to get little thumb cuffs and thumb. No.
I'll just break them.
Okay.
Strong thumbs.
Positives. They made fun of the aliens. The turtle soup line was nice.
That was funny. I did like that.
I think we were the only two people in the theater laughing at it because nobody else apparently saw the first one. Megan Fox has real cute thumbs.
Depends on who you ask.
I like toe thumbs. So if you ask me, they're cute. If you ask anybody else, they're weird and club-like. Megan Fox was actually pretty good in the movie.
She was all right. She had a few parts where I wasn't convinced, but she did fine.
I can't think of a single thing that I can't attribute to the dialogue itself.
That's probably what most of the problem was.
Yeah. She had a really consistent character for the first three quarters of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where she was like, I'm overwhelmed and need to get this stuff done. That right. tracked for, like, most of the movie. And then, like, once it was, you know, turtle time, all the time.
Well, she got fired by that point.
Yeah, she still could have been the same character. She was somebody else wrote the rest of it or something. I don't know. Or they just went, now make her different. Because, you know, movies. So... That's all the positives I can think of. It's literally all. Oh, there's a pretty cool trailer for the Book of Life in the beginning.
I liked Splinter's fight scene. I thought he did some cool stuff with his tail.
That's true. There was a lot of cool fights.
Well, yes. That's like the point.
Yes, but I had some problems with him. I had some problems with almost literally everything in the movie. But the fights that were good, like the ski slope one, which geographically makes no sense. We'll talk about that in a minute. The ski slope one was pretty cool. The fight when they're like, we're bulletproof, was pretty cool. I thought it was dumb how they had to be like, we're bulletproof.
That was fun. Them turning the back of their shells and reflecting using, bullets.
Fighting
that
like
was
a cool. turtle. Yeah.
Raphael flexing bullets out of himself is f***ing stupid. You're going to have to censor this episode a lot.
I'm going to try not to swear. I guess Josh doesn't care.
I'm trying not to.
So you opened the swear door and now I'm going to shut it.
Let me. I can re-record
you.
That line.
No, it's fine. I like the passion. So it'll be covered with an I or something like that. Yeah, that was dumb. The every fight with Shredder was just stupid.
Because Shredder was stupid.
Shredder was really dumb. Okay, so Shredder, that's his whole name.
That's it.
Like Cher or Madonna or Rusev. Just one name.
Or Cesaro.
Just Shredder. He's from Japan. Why would... They could have just called him Orokosaki once. They could have name-dropped it, not even mentioned it.
There's no Hamato Yoshi.
Nope, he doesn't exist. That is all gone.
Splinter is just a dude. He just talks like a dude. He was like, oh, I found a book on ninjutsu.
He read a book!
It wasn't even a book. It was like a leaflet. It was like the tiniest little ninjutsu visual guide.
No, it was a
full
book. It
was the IKEA directions to ninjutsu.
That's the name of this title. Yes, but it was a full book of pictures of two dudes holding out practice weapons and fighting, which he learned ninjutsu from and then taught his sons. He had to learn it first to teach them. Why couldn't he have learned along with them? Then they would be so much more effective at it by the time they get there.
Whole thing
at some
stupid.
Point. This is going to be so non-sequitur, and I apologize for that in advance. There's a point where Splinter is dying. Again, spoilers. Don't go see this movie. We'll explain most of it.
He gets better.
Okay.
If we're spoiling things,
yeah,
he gets better.
He gets better. The good guys win.
Shocker.
Shocker. In 2014? So they're like, we need to get the mutagen back, which is in their blood. Okay?
Yeah.
To the turtles' blood. It's not in Splinter's, though. Splinter didn't get any of the mutagen one. He just got the older, quicker one, I guess. The dad mutagen.
Turned him into a dad.
Turned him into a dad.
Who can absorb knowledge from books. Oh. Become really good at ninjutsu by looking at a few pictures.
Oh, man, where do I even start? Okay, so I think the positives have been over for a while.
When... I'm going to talk about a scene that makes me sad. Because like it's when April O'Neil goes back to the docks at night.
Right.
Okay, so the thing is, the Foot Clan
Let's set up the movie.
Yeah.
Foot Clan is stealing a bunch of crap.
They're called
crime
the Foot
wave.
Clan because they step all over the
step
city.
Step over the good people in the city. There's like a 2-minute introduction right off the bat that is literally like a comic. If you ever played Infamous, the game, the video game for if you played Infamous, it starts off with like all the cutscenes are like comic-y, like exactly the same way that the Ninja Turtle one was, where it's like here's them growing up and here's them explaining Ninja Turtles to you. Ostensibly, you're about to watch the movie Ninja Turtles. Why do they feel the need to go, here's Ninja Turtles? I don't want to tell you about it in the hour and a half following this.
Right.
Just watch it. Whatever. It's so bad. So the Foot Clan has been stealing chemicals and, knives and no televisions from old ladies. No cigarettes.
Regular or menthol?
I only have vowel sounds for how dumb this is.
Anyway, so I think it opens with April O'Neil at the docks talking to a dude that works at the docks.
Yep.
He runs the docks.
He's dock man.
He's the dock owner.
Dock master. Dock master J.
The dock master. So she's talking to him, and she's like, maybe you didn't tell the police something. You're going to tell me. I don't know why she sounds like a snarky dude.
Why is she?
And I don't know. So he starts to tell her something, and then Vernon's like, hey, we got to go back and do what we're good at, which is fluff pieces.
Yeah.
So right now, April O'Neil is Robin Scherbatsky.
Yes.
Who does the dumb little fluff pieces.
Okay, that's another positive that I did like that she didn't like that.
Yes.
I have a major problem. With April O'Neil's character, that again is the failing of the movie itself and not necessarily Megan Fox, but continue. At the docks, talking to Doc.
So
Master.
Then they go and do a thing on trampolines where she's flapping like a bird while bouncing on a trampoline.
Because no fat birds.
Because the guy's like, there's no fat birds. And Dodo bird is a little fat, but they're extinct, so I get your point. Blue-footed booby, a little flat.
Chickens are
kind of fat.
Chickens are fat. Chickens, even not bred to be fat, are kind of fat. I've seen fat blue jays because they're jerks. They steal all the other food from all the other animals, birds.
Plenty of fat birds. This guy's an idiot.
So, right off the bat, this new Ninja Turtles movie is factually inaccurate.
And she's like, she's hopping on the trampoline, right? And like, sort of flapping her arms.
Right.
She's not even lifting them up all the way.
No.
She's like, whatever.
She's over it.
And then she bikes home, or she's going to bike home. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. And then she just ducks behind a building and Skypes the dock guy.
Yeah.
On her phone.
You know why?
And we get the Skype logo in the corner.
Because Skype and Windows.
They have a lot of stock in this movie.
Yeah. You know who else has a lot of stock in this movie?
Pizza Hut.
There is I swear to God, there is a 2-minute commercial for Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it's them in the...
Delivered to you by
dungeon,
Splinter.
In Splinter Heart's dungeon.
He's going to stretch out them turtles. They stopped the movie to talk about Pizza Hut pizza.
Yep.
It was disgusting. It is gross.
We're jumping ahead, which we're gonna jump around, because if we try to talk about just the movie, this is going to be a really long...
We're going to be here for...
Nerd ragey podcast, yeah, and we're trying to avoid that.
I don't like that, but we're kind of already here. So
she Skypes the guy, and he's like, go down to the docks. It's bright day. It's like middle of the day when she's Skyping this dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, go down to the docks and talk to this guy.
Chad.
And he'll tell you everything you need to know, which is weird. Why is there another guy who knows everything?
Fun story
about the docks.
This guy is never seen again.
No.
And
nope.
We never meet this other guy.
So April waits 12 hours and then goes to the docks.
Of course.
Well, it's dark out. So obviously she walks right into a foot soldier raid.
Obviously. Which, okay.
And this is the part I wanted to talk about.
All right. I think I have the same problem with it than you do then.
It looks like it's just one turtle. It's Raph.
It's
Raph.
Yeah.
I think it's only him.
I don't think so, because of the way the story goes after that. That like she's like it's
he's the
one.
Only he's the only one that we actually see.
Yeah.
At this point,
is that your problem with it?
No, my problem with it is that he's swinging the storage bunkers around and hitting foot soldiers with them. Those giant trailers.
Did I black out? I must have.
He's swinging them. Lifted him up and swung one at one point.
Because
Raph has super strength. The other ones have above average strength.
Yes.
Raph has super strength in this scene.
In this scene and this scene only.
And then at the end of the movie, they all have it. Because they hold up that whole tower.
Right. That I didn't see a super strength. That I saw as like the dungeon thing. Like we're trained to
hold stuff.
Do something stupid for a while. My problem with that scene is this place was just robbed by the Foot Clan. So they decided to post no police officers, no security guards. I don't even think they locked any of the doors because April just found her way in.
Yeah. She was watching it through the fence at one point.
And then she climbed the fence.
Because there's a chain link fence which had some like sheet metal in front of it.
Some tarps or whatever.
It was fine. It was just an empty chain link fence. And then where she needed to spy, there was plate metal with a hole in it.
Oh.
So that she could see through. And then she jumped it or so. I don't know. Because all of a sudden she's in there.
Yeah. So because they didn't lock the doors. They were like, maybe if we get robbed again, they'll leave us alone.
I was hoping because at this point. Right, she's like, oh, there's a vigilante in the city. And then I jumped back to my ideas of
Casey Jones.
I want somebody to write the universe of where Casey Jones is the hero and the turtles never happened.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Let me talk to IDW because they own the licensing. So,
because he would jump in there, he would smash Karai's face with a baseball bat.
Oh, right off the bat. Literally.
She's gone. And then just beat up a bunch of mooks.
Yeah.
and some of them have a dumb mask, and some of them just don't.
I didn't notice until the scene where they're like, the elevator's this way, and then there's like a close-up on a couple of them.
Because it's dark at the docks, right? It's a dark scene because there's not enough light on April's phone to take a picture.
Right.
It even says no light. I was like, I think one of them has a weird mask
on. It's like a
kabuki
mask
on. Yeah, but I can't tell.
Yeah, I was not able to tell until like.
And you can see. Pretty clearly later. Anyway, what else is wrong with this movie?
Oh, it fails the Bechdel test hard.
The what?
Bechdel test. We've talked about it before. It's the...
I don't remember what that
is. No, I know you don't. Okay, so basically, Rachel Bechdel invented this test, and I might be explaining this wrong because I'm a stupid person. But the test is, the movie fails the Bechdel test if there are not two women in one scene that talk about something other than the main male characters, the movie fails. Okay. There's probably other parameters, but I don't remember him. I almost called her Rachel. April. It's like Rachel, but it's different. She doesn't talk. She talks to two other women, but only about
the
turtles.
None of them are Irma, but Vernon's in, so pass.
Why wasn't her roommate Irma?
Because Irma's a stupid name. No one's going to like Irma. It's Taylor.
It's Taylor.
You're not supposed to like Irma. Irma is the joke. That's her character.
Yeah. because she was like, I'm home, and she's like, I'm just gonna be my mom. Is that gonna be her mind? No, it was Taylor. It's just Taylor.
It's just Taylor.
Who cares?
She has like two lines. It could have just been Irma.
Yeah. But like, maybe she'll leave it in the sequel. She'll get Irma as a
roommate. There's gonna be a sequel.
There's gonna be a sequel.
It's gonna be at least two.
Then I can reboot it. I just gotta wait it out.
I don't know. There's a fourth Transformers, so there's no rules as far as Michael Bay is concerned.
But that's Michael Bay himself. That's not like Michael Bay adjacent projects.
This is a Michael Bay movie.
It is. It has his grubby little fingerprints all over it. But so she talks to not Irma about the turtles. She talks to Whoopi Goldberg. No idea what her character's name was because I don't even know if they mentioned it.
They called Karai by name once, like an hour into the movie,
And it was only Shredder. So you could have thought it was just a word in Japanese that you didn't know,
right?
Because he only spoke Japanese until he put his Shredder suit on. Then he spoke in English. He even spoke Japanese to people speaking English to him until he put the Shredder suit on, where it didn't matter if he was Japanese or not.
He said one.
Now he's a Transformer with knives for hands.
No, I think you're right.
I know I'm right because I was paying attention to that.
And he can throw his knives, and then his suit has a magnet that pulls them all
back.
That
only pulls the knives back. Anyway, she talks to Whoopi Goldberg's character about the turtles, and that's literally all the other women in the movie, except for Karai, who she never interacts with. She does. Karai's like, quit taking a picture of me. I'm going to shoot you. Stand up. But she never actually says anything to her.
Right.
And then they're immediately, the vigilantes, get them. So there's that. There's a lot of terrible stuff with Mikey being a giant perv.
I hated Mikey in this movie.
Right? Mikey, you know, everyone's favorite character.
He was a douchebag frat boy.
He was the worst. So bad. Like, every line of his was like, oh, the opening line, not the opening line, but one of the first ones was, dude, I can feel my shell getting tighter.
The whole line is because April is on the roof because she saw that. I'm going to explain this because this bothered me too. Because Donnie's like, he does machines. He's a nerd. He's real smart.
Donnie does machines.
Right?
That's why he's got computers super glued to his back.
April O'Neil, because after the subway, they climb up a chute up to the roof.
Yeah.
Because there's just chutes in New York. If Home Alone
all over 2 the place.
Taught me anything.
Chutes, chutes, chutes.
They climb up to the roof. April O'Neil, like, follows it and goes up the fire escape. She takes a picture, has her flash on because she's a little dumb. So they go to high five, and they see the flash, and they just freeze.
They freeze, which is funny.
That was fine. That's fine. They're like, what was that? It was a camera flash. Well, I know it was a camera flash. Whose was it? And then Donnie says, by my calculation, it was a girl.
Because he's looking at
April's
her.
Behind him. He's facing away from that edge of the roof.
No, he was the one in front. He was high-fiving Raph.
Are you sure?
Because
I thought his giant shell machine that does nothing.
No, Mikey also has a thing on his back. It's his skateboard.
Maybe it was Mikey.
So,
yeah. Okay.
Because Mikey was behind them.
Then it gets a pass because I got confused because Mikey's skateboard machine was on his back.
In silhouette, they are similar. there were a lot of confusing scenes. Again, we're just jumping around.
So, I'm going back to this thing for a minute because I want to get to what that whole line was.
Right.
And which was immediately me saying, I don't like that guy. She hides. She climbs back down the ladder a little bit, and Leonardo throws a grappling hook at her.
I think it was Raph, because they said, like, Raph, get her.
Raph does. Yeah. You're right. Raph throws, like, a grappling hook at her, which I hope just hooked her belt loop. Otherwise, it just ripped her up by her butt.
No, it grabbed her by the ribs. It went right around her ribs and just yoinked her up.
It looked like a hook. Like, it would have stuck her. Right? And they hoist her up, and then Mikey says, dude, she's so hot, I can feel my shell tightening. That's disgusting.
Gross, Mikey. Go home. You're fired. Mikey, you're fired from the Ninja Turtles. We're going to give Venus de Milo to
And that's to his whole... You. Every time April's on screen, that's Mikey's whole character.
That's the joke. That's all of it.
Is that he wants to plow her.
The worst part is that...
The worst part is that he says we're teenagers, but we could still have adult conversations.
No, that's not the worst part.
He wants this late... She's at least in her 20s.
Yes.
Given the... Because we go back to young April, who's at least 7 or 8, and this is what I'm assuming 15 years later?
At least. She's also been through 4 years of college, so she's bare minimum 22.
Right.
Right? So the worst part is every time Mikey does something gross, they have Raph or Donnie or Leo be like, stop that, or like shake their head or whatever. So it's like, I think that's the writer, like Michael Bay was like, yeah, Mikey wants to bone her. He wants to put his turtle penis in her, right? That'll work. No, I don't think it will. I don't think that'll work, Michael.
No, it's bad.
But so the writer went, okay, I'll put in that he's gross. And then every time he did that, he was like, I'm really sorry for this, by having someone else be like, shut up. Like, but they still did them all? Like, they didn't just not do it. They just kept talking about it. It's really gross. Mikey is the, like, should be
he's
the funnest, coolest
ball.
Character, but he's not. He's a gross douchebag.
Yeah.
He is a used douchebag.
He says bra like 7 times at least.
And then, like, the other thing I hated, it's weird that Leonardo is my favorite turtle in this. Because, you know, normally he's boring and blank.
Right.
I hated Raph almost as much as I hated Mikey. Because they're like, Raph's the cool one, right?
Raph
Let's
got,
make him so cool.
Make him
he's
so cool.
He's gonna be so cool you won't even know.
And he gets the spotlight for like 25 minutes.
He is the... It should have just been called Raphael featuring some Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. That's also what the CG movie kind of was.
That's dumb. Raph is my favorite character, but you need to balance them.
Yeah.
That's why there are
He's
other
not
turtles.
Everybody's favorite character. That should... Mikey should be the every guy's turtle.
Yeah.
Instead, you're catering to frat boy douchebags.
No, you know what? The sad part is...
That's
probably,
kind of everybody's favorite turtle.
He's probably still going to be everyone's favorite turtle.
I feel bad for the kids who this is their
There was
movie.
A little kid who went into the movies in front of us. His grandma, I'm assuming.
She tried to get a senior discount, and this kid was pretty young, so it must have been.
Yeah, so... she's like, they were right in front of us in the line, and they were right in front of us leaving. And I said to Josh, because you pointed it out to me, and then I just parroted it back to you.
Yeah.
I was like, that's that kid's Ninja Turtle movie. This is his Ninja Turtles.
These are his Ninja Turtles. I hope he goes home and watches the Nickelodeon cartoon and has those Ninja Turtles instead.
I really hope so.
Because that's a good show. I don't care, everyone who's mad about it not being the original cartoon. I don't care what you have to
guys,
say. This is a good show.
The 86 series was not great.
It's bad.
It's
bad in a way that I like, but it's a bad cartoon.
The 2003 one is pretty much perfect. Check that out if you get the chance. Oh, God. There is so much wrong that I don't even know where to start. Okay, another thing is, disclaimer, half an hour into the episode, maybe 20
minutes.
There's
10 minutes of garbage in front.
So, disclaimer, I try to be a really positive person, especially about things that I like, and sometimes Nickelodeon movies make it really hard to do that. And then this happens. So, please do not let this color your opinion on me. There were a lot of moments that could have been really good, like not Baxter Stockman in general. They set him up to be the good guy, and then right when they should have kept setting him up, they revealed him to be the bad guy.
Yes.
Like, immediately, because April's like, there are Ninja Turtles. He's like, I believe you, because I tried to make Ninja Turtles or whatever. Right. Also, April was best friends with the Turtles back when they were little baby Turtles.
Yeah.
That's dumb. I don't like that.
There were her pets. Her childhood pets.
Her childhood pets. That's where I knew the names from. That's super convenient. Super convenient. Anyway.
I believe the actual dialogue is, my dad worked at a place where they were doing this stuff or whatever. That wasn't the actual dialogue. That wasn't the actual. But then 100%. She's like, there were these four turtles, and they were named after Renaissance painters, and they were my pets. They were my childhood pets.
This is her yelling to her roommate.
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor. I hope Taylor moves home.
I don't know if that was actually her name.
It wasn't Irma, I'll tell you that much.
Definitely not Irma. It's Taylor now, as far as I'm concerned.
She goes to him because he worked with her father, and she thought she could trust him. Totally fine. And then he's like, I believe you. Here's a story about ancient Japan and an alchemist or whatever. And then here is a gold card. You can get whatever you buy, whatever you want to hunt these turtles down. And then immediately the turtles find her and take her to the sewer, where they immediately reveal that he's actually the bad guy.
Yep.
Why not play that out a little bit more? And then, because, you know, then you'll be like, I don't know, surprised he's the bad guy. I have nothing else to yell about.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. The whole mountain that's in New York.
Oh, yes. There's a mountain, a snowy mountain. It's the first day of spring, according to April in the beginning of the movie. First day of spring, so we're talking, what, April 20th, somewhere around there?
It's past April, because at one point she goes to Eric Sachs, that's his name, Eric Sachs. He's the good bad guy.
He's a bad
She goes to his house. It's when she's going to say, I saw the turtles. And he's like, oh. And he's like, he opens the door and doesn't say hello, just says, well, I guess April came early this year.
I think they literally forgot what time of year it was several times.
They just wanted to make that awful joke.
They wanted to make that joke. They wanted snowboard fights, which there basically is. But he lives 19 minutes away via helicopter from New York City.
On a giant mountain. It's a giant mountain because a whole truck barrels down it for like 20 minutes.
For like an hour and a half. Movie's only an hour and 46 minutes long, and an hour and a half of that is this stupid fight. The fight itself is fine, but like, brevity is the soul of wit, guys. Maybe trim it a little bit. I'm sure if I think about it more, there'll be just constantly be more. And in the coming episodes, there will be peppered in me remembering things and being mad. But we're going to move on.
Yeah, that, in a nutshell, was a Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah, don't see it. If you're going to go see a movie, go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
In a turtle shell. That was the movie in a turtle shell. That was Tony's joke.
We have an audience again. Same one. It's Tony. What I wanted to do was kind of relate how this movie will affect
I've lost all hope in the Power Rangers movie.
I have lost so much hope that the Power Ranger movie might be really great, because my expectations are like way low now.
Yeah.
Like, how awesome would it be to like do the death march into the theater to go see it? Because we're suckers. We're going to see the Power Ranger movie. We're not going to lie to you about that. The commercials can make it look worse than the Ninja Turtles movie did, and I will walk into that, and I will pay top dollar instead of having a discounted ticket from buying another Ninja Turtle movie that's better to get me money off.
Let's talk about Power Rangers.
Well, I just want to say that I'm afraid now that Zach is going to be Mikey, Billy is going to be Donnie, Jason's going to be Leonardo.
Trini's going to be Raph.
And Kimberly's going to be April.
And Zordon's going to be Splinter.
Yep.
Splinter was fine. Copypasta. Except that he was just a dude.
He was just a guy.
He talked like me.
He talked like Tony Shalhoub.
He didn't talk like an old wise man.
He did sometimes. He drifted in and out.
He used kind of the verbiage, but his voice was never
His voice was just Tony Shalhoub. It was just Monk.
I trained these guys. They're my sons.
They're my sons.
They threw my sons down.
I read a book on training Ninja Turtles.
Thank God that ninjutsu book
fell into the sewers.
Was in the sewers.
I did enjoy.
Or we would just have teenage giant mutant ninja, not ninja. Oh, at one point, April O'Neil, when she first meets them on the roof, says, "So you guys are
mutant
ninja turtle teenagers?" And then Don's just like, "That sounds stupid."
It just sounds dumb when you say it like that. And it does. This whole movie was dumb when you say it out loud.
Anyway, let's get away from this movie.
So let's get to Power Rangers, right? Power Rangers movie might be terrible now. There's nothing we can do about that.
Let's start. I think we only have the one email.
Got the emails pulled up. Email singular. We put out a call. It was really short notice.
Yeah.
And you guys are busy, so I get. And also, nobody wants to ask us about the Ninja Turtle movie. But we got an email a little while ago while we're still on the Power Ranger movie. Before we get off this cliff, from Gary. I don't know why I said Gary so wrong.
Gary.
Like a ghost trying to escape my body.
Gary, where are you?
It's from.
That's a joke for you, buddy.
What is that? What's that from?
It's like the baby. Where are you? Text that he got that time. I just don't let him forget about. Because it's really funny to me. Anyway, we got an email.
Guys, I'm so fried from that movie. I can't think. We got an email.
It's getting hot in here faster than usual, too.
From Gary Bingaman, a.k.a. Dork Knights on Twitter. And I'm just going to read the email. I will edit it for length, but not for content. I will also screw it up because when I have to read out loud, my mouth and my brain do not get the same marching orders. So here we go. Hey, guys. It's your number one fan / Twitter stalker, Gary. I had to write you in order to share my ideas for what I feel would be the coolest way to cameo the original five surviving members of the MMPR team, as well as a cool post-credits tag. That reminds me, this is not part of the email, that reminds me, we need to talk about that JDF thing.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I didn't forget.
Good, because I did until literally just now. Back to the email. Feel free to discuss it on the air. Okay. I've always loved the Tommy cameo in Doomsday Part 2. So have I. It's probably my favorite moment.
It's pretty cool.
In that thing. So let's rip that off in a way. The movie could focus totally on the original five. No Tommy yet. Save him for the sequel. I agree there. We could end the movie with a wrap-up scene at the juice bar and show the news report being aired discussing the events that happened. Think the end of Avengers movie with citizens of Angel Grove expressing their gratitude for the new heroes. We cut back to the juice bar and show some kids discussing the Rangers and how cool they are, each one arguing for a specific Ranger. Just as the kids are getting more heated, a calm voice interrupts saying, "Hey, kids. They all are totally awesome. And it's Austin St. John." And sitting with him are David Yost, Walter Jones, JDF, and Amy Jo Johnson. Cut to credits. Okay. Pause in the email. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Neat idea. A little too obvious.
A little bit.
A little too obvious.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with it being obvious. That's never a thing that's bothered me. Like, I knew Sax was a bad guy almost immediately.
Well, yeah, it's not Baxter Stockman.
Right.
My problem with it being obvious is that it's obvious, and then there's all of them there. If it was just like Austin St. John, that would be cool, you know?
Right.
Or just JDF or Amy Jo Johnson. Well, yeah, just one of them, that would be neat. I would pepper them in other places. Like, new Billy's dad would be David Yost right out the gate.
I almost want...
Because Billy is a dad.
I kind of want David Yost to be Ernie.
I thought of Paul Schrier as Ernie.
That would work way better.
Way better. And then you could have National Treasure Jason Narvi as Mr. Kaplan.
Oh, God.
You're welcome, Power Rangers movie. You better be listening to this. I could have written this, and it would have been so good. All I have done is think about Power Rangers for so long. Anyway, so I would have Billy, or David Yost be Billy's dad. I wouldn't do that with all of them, though. I would have Walter Emmanuel Jones would just be like a guy in it that they save. And say, like, Amy Jo Johnson would be like someone they save, or someone who like helps them out, and, you know.
Right.
And then I would save the cameo for Austin St. John, the just a straight up like I was a Power Ranger cameo.
Right, yeah.
I would save that for Austin St. John because he was the Red Ranger. He was
right.
Yeah. And I don't think I would have JDF in this first one because Tommy's on this first one.
He shouldn't. He's not in this first. He's not in the one that we're talking about.
He's not
about
in my first one.
We don't know what the actual first one's gonna
be. Oh no, it's gonna be Tommy the movie. I read on Reddit that someone's like, here's my idea for the movie.
And it was just Tommy the movie.
And it was literally Tommy the movie. Tommy shows up to Angel Grove on the first day of school, and there's already the Power Rangers, and then he gets turned evil.
If the whole thing is about Tommy, then Tommy's not special anymore.
No, exactly. Tommy is your nuke. He's your superplex. He's your win button. Like,
he's the ace up your sleeve.
Yeah, like, he's the cool...
He's Rita's greatest mistake. We've talked about this
at length for like so many episodes. But he's like, he's got to be the cool guy. And I'm not talking Raph, the new Ninja Turtle movie is cool, where he's like, I have a toothpick in my mouth all the time.
Oh, and at the end where he's like, cowabunga.
Cowabunga. It would have been fine if Mikey just said it and then they left it there.
They just left it at the one, but then he had to say it again.
My top five biggest problem with this, I'm not going to say biggest because there's a lot. My top five. There was not a single mention of how much they loved being turtles. Not a single one.
Nope.
Shut it down, Nickelodeon.
That instead of saying we're bulletproof, it should have been,
I love being a turtle. It's right there. Ugh. God, I'm just going to scream animal sounds into my pillow tonight to try to get this out. I might have to watch Camp Dakota. It's super the opposite of Ninja Turtles. And that's
I might have to watch a couple episodes of the new cartoon just to get a palate cleanse for Ninja Turtles.
So, all right, back to the email, because I think that's all I have to say about it. Oh, yeah, he's like, hey, Tommy comes to school, and then he gets brainwashed by Rita. I'm like, well, but he's your hero. Why would your hero be brainwashed? Why would you do that? Especially if we all know going into it. You're jumping in the middle of the thing.
Right.
Which is fine in Star Wars, because when you don't jump in the middle, when you show the beginning, it's the prequels, and that's garbage. Yep. Right? But George Lucas isn't touching this, so we don't have to do anything.
Not yet, that we know of.
No, I think he's probably retired. He's just sitting on his money now. Yeah, he'll probably do stuff later, but
there was a picture of Mark Hamill on like outside of whatever the hangars that they film things in.
The sets.
Studios. Because it said episode 7 now filming, and there's a picture of Mark Hamill standing out in front of that.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
That is pretty neat.
I'm not a huge Star Wars guy, but like that's a good that's a cool callback for Star Wars fans.
So. I think Star Wars is kind of boring. I prefer to listen to people talk about Star Wars than to watch it. Like, I love listening to Nerdy Show talk about Star Wars. I don't like watching Star Wars. I also really don't like Lord of the Rings because it's boring.
Lord of the Rings is super boring.
So like,
boring.
I kind of want to.
I don't get it.
I want to try to marathon the three of them.
You can't. I tried.
You can't.
I tried to with Sesha. Sesha, who likes the movies, stopped halfway through the second one. She's like, this is boring.
Yeah, because it's boring. She's going to stay in power. I'll be fine. I won't be fine. I'll get through the opening credits of the first one. I'll be like, God, end already.
Is this just a movie about walking? I don't understand.
The second movie is so boring, the trees walk out of it. I feel like I stole that from somewhere.
You did. I've heard it somewhere else.
I say it all the time.
Maybe it was you.
Probably, but I definitely stole it from something. Anyways, back to the email. After the credits, we show a darkened throne room with Zed brooding. Goldar enters. I'm assuming in your movie, Zed is the bad guy instead of Rita. Not on board with that either.
I don't like
that. Get there in a minute. Goldar enters. These children are proven to be more trouble than we expected, Master. Did you bring what I sent you for? Zed snaps back to Goldar. Yes, my lord. Goldar hands him an ornate box. We do not see what's in the box. We only see Zed open it when it's a green glowing light radiation from the box. It's obviously the dragon coin. Cut to black. That's my idea. Feel free to rip it apart or not. Thanks, guys. Dash Gary. Okay, so I don't like Zed being the main bad guy because Zed is a better bad guy than Rita, so like you need to save him.
He should be your third movie.
He's your third movie because your second movie is obviously Green with Evil, because I would end a similar way with Rita pulling the coin out. Like, fine, they want to stop my monster because my first bad guy is Cyclopsis.
Yeah.
In that, because that's... the best. Or I save that for Zed coming back to get Cyclopsis because it's like the baddest thing ever, and it's another Zord. Zord's never fought a Zord before. There's your ramp up. But yeah, it would be her being like, they want to stop all my stuff. I'm gonna make a Power Ranger of my own, and then obviously
my first like they become Power Rangers. That's your first act, right? And then like real quick, Pudgy Pig. Just in and out real quick.
One thing. In and
that's
out.
Just for me. Yeah. And then it's just like King Sphinx for the rest of the movie.
Mine would be, I think I talked about it before, mine would be trying to find the missing page of her catalog that had King Sphinx on it so they can properly summon or make him again. Right. Because King Sphinx is like the best one-off monster. He's not goofy. He's effective. Right. He looks cool. He's got a good name.
Plus, he's like an early monster. Yeah. And those are the ones that stick into people's heads.
Right, yeah. I had like 11 King Sphinx toys. Right. Like, of every size. No matter what I had to fight, they could fight a King Sphinx. But yeah, that would be mine. And they'd get him about halfway through the second act. And then, you know, now you have a problem. But like, until then, I would show like some lead-up fights. Like, here's you beating up Pumpkin Rapper. Here's you beating up Pudgy Pig. Here's them beating up Snizzard, and we could even get Bryan Cranston to voice it again, just for some nerds to go, oh, it's Bryan Cranston. Did you know that Bryan Cranston? Yes, we all did. We all know that. It's not a secret, guys. We all know that. So what
but
else?
Did you know wrestling is fake?
Wrestling is what?
Yeah.
Don't you lie to me.
Yeah, no, they know who's going to win before they go
out
there.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, no, they
this
do.
This is literally the first time anybody's
ever
told
sometimes they'll miss a punch and the other guy will still act like a hit. Watch it real close.
You're lying to me.
No, I'm not.
You're lying to me right now.
Watch it.
I don't believe you. No one's ever told me this ever before. Why do you sound so proud when you say wrestling's fake? Like, I've never heard it before.
Because I'm crushing all your dreams, right? Because I'm such a cool guy. I'm Raph.
No, you're not. You're sad. You're a sad person.
My toothpick. Cowabunga.
And scene. That's how I feel about people who tell me wrestling's fake. Guys, I've been watching it my whole life. I got it.
We understand.
I'm on board with it now. It's still better than whatever you're watching. Even bad wrestling is better than good football, all right? Boom. There's no story in football.
Send your emails. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I don't hate it. You know, it's similar to what I would do. My main
beef is Zed just being there because I like Rita a lot.
I like Rita, and I feel like a reboot Rita could be really good.
She should be nasty.
Yeah, because like, I don't want to talk about Battlestar 5 too much in case, but like it's a commentary on reboots too. And Rita's a lot. The Rita counterpart is like if Rita did things correctly.
Right.
Because that's Rita's problem is that she does everything wrong.
I'm winning. I better escalate.
Better escalate. Oh, now they use their Zord and cut
now
them
apart.
Now
they use the win button.
Oh. Rats, I better make a new Power Ranger. This can't go wrong. Oh, they beat him. Now he's a good guy. And now he's going to be a good guy forever. Oh.
Now he's going to be the goodest guy. I'm going to lose a lot only because of him.
Only because of him.
Because Rita's stupid.
So that's our email about it. See how fun that was? We had a lot of fun stuff to talk about. You guys should email us. littleidiotsdumorphingrid@gmail.com.
We still got some time to kill. What else do you want to talk about?
We got a Twitter. We got one tweet.
Oh, right.
We got two tweets from the same guy, from Calvin Lee, William. Who was California. Very clever name, BT Dubs.
I like it.
Yes.
Sorry that I thought you might have been a girl. You're clearly not. Thank you for still listening. Yes.
Okay. You'll have to excuse us for being the two dumbest guys.
So Calvin Lee at California13 on Twitter asks us, this is weird. This is weird that we have, like, fan mail and stuff that we're answering on air.
It's fine. Don't be weird about it. It's only weird if you make it weird.
It's not weird, like, an awkward way. It's weird in that, like, I've never met this guy, and he's asking me a question on the internet.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
Before you do that, I have a fun story. Someone tweeted me yesterday and said, hey, did you call me at 12:37? So I tweeted them back. I'm not sure that I know. I'm pretty sure that I don't know who you are. So I'm going to say no. And so he tweeted me back, that checks. No idea.
Twitter, everybody.
Twitter, you guys. It's a wonderful place.
So he asked
us. At Morphin Grid on Twitter.
He uses a good hashtag here, too. He asked us, are you guys planning to watch any Super Sentai series other than Jurenja? Less than three. Hashtag. That's a heart.
Yeah.
It's a heart. Hashtag sneering babe. Hashtag the Morphin Grid.
Best hashtag ever.
I think that's the first instance of the name of our podcast being a hashtag. I'm going to click on it.
Yeah, check it out. And then we'll answer this question.
It's the only tweet.
It's the only one. Guys, I'm not saying make this a thing. I don't want to push this like Raw does, but I mean, hey, if you feel like it. So are we planning on watching anyone other than Jurenger? Josh, are you?
There are others I want to watch. I want to watch, is it, I think it's O-Ranger. That's Zio.
That's Zio, yep.
I want to watch Jetman.
That the bird one?
No, that's one of the earlier ones. I think that's the one where they have weird faces.
No, that's Bioman.
That's Bioman?
Jetman is an earlier one where they're all birds.
That might be the one. I want to watch all the ones like prior to them getting giant robots.
Yep.
I
want to watch Mask Man because it looks real cool.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of the names of them. But I don't have plans to just watch them. Right. But I do want to watch some, and I probably will at some point.
I want to watch Gokiger because I heard it's awesome. I want to watch GoBusters.
I
want to
watch GoBusters too.
I don't like 3-man teams, but I heard it's basically Power Rangers meets Pacific Rim, and they actually say in the Sentai it's Morphin Time.
Really?
It's the only one that references the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
So, of course, we didn't make a series about
it. So, we jumped that one for more dinosaurs, which is fine because we get like a million Rangers, and I'm super into
that. I want to watch Caillou Ryuger too. Yes. I think I said that all wrong. Caillou Ryuger.
Caillou Ryuger.
Jur. It's soft G.
All the Gurs are Jurs, like Ranger.
Because it's not Ranger.
Right. I also really want to watch Mega Ranger, which is what In Space was based on, because it's apparently the exact opposite of what In Space is.
I want to watch Car Ranger. Because that one knows it's making fun of itself.
I don't think they sent that message over to Turbo.
Yeah.
I think they figured that out about halfway through, about probably the pizza episode. They're like, oh, it's a parody.
Oh, no.
Oh, we look like fools now.
We still have to play it straight, even though they're being baked into a pizza right now.
It's too late. Next episode, we'll start. And then we'll do an episode with a giant jacket.
And then the last two episodes of this are going to be two of the best episodes of Power Rangers.
We're
going
to drop bombs on people, that last one. Yeah, I think that's all the ones that I have plans to watch.
I would like to just see all of them eventually.
Yeah,
Die Ranger, because they have super cool suits.
Die Ranger does have really cool suits, and I would like to see what they do. Probably after we watch...
I want
to
see all the footage we didn't get.
After, yeah, after... Well, we did get a lot of it.
We didn't get the human morph stuff, right? Yeah.
After we watch that season two, I'll probably check out that. I'm watching. It's not Super Sentai, but it's close. It's Kamen Rider Forze. I'm halfway through it. I've been watching it for like a year. Not a year.
That's me with Megaforce.
Maybe like six months. I got like 20 episodes in, and then something happened to where like I was on a roll, and then I stopped for like a week because of something, and then here I am.
Now here you are.
Still, I think about it constantly.
I still have not watched any more Megaforce, even though you want to do a Super Megaforce thing that I need to finish that to do.
You know, I was thinking about that.
Do I really need to finish it to watch Super Megaforce?
I can't think of a single thing that tracks that would, and if it did,
I wouldn't even remember. Oh, it's easy. It's their outfits. Their outfits track.
Oh, Robo Knight dies. Spoiler.
Good.
Robo Knight blows up.
I hate Robo Knight. He probably comes back anyway. Who cares?
I was a betting man. That stupid robot probably comes back.
Robo Knight, when they made Megaforce and they made Robo Knight, when they introduced him, they were like, what if when we did the original Power Rangers, when Tommy came in, it was just the Tommy show after that?
Yeah.
That's Robo Knight. It's just the Robo Knight show after that. They can't do anything without Robo
Knight. They're
garbage without Robo Knight.
Yes.
That's stupid.
We're going to talk about wrestling for 1 second.
We already did this episode.
One more second, this episode. So Power Rangers is a lot like the WWE in that they used to be, I'm not going to say, Attitude Era was the best. First of all, I was watching WCW, which had a lot better wrestling.
I can't entirely argue.
Yeah. they did a lot of things that WWF would never do, like an 18-month feud where Sting doesn't wrestle. That's impressive.
And the functional good cruiserweight division.
Yes, the best cruiserweight division of all time. Eddie Guerrero versus Dean Malenko, frequently. Rey Mysterio, Ultimo Dragon.
Jericho.
This place was the best.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said a lot of things that I would have to just beep out or cut. But yeah, so I wasn't watching Attitude Era. Attitude Era did have a lot of things that WCW did not have, like coherent storytelling and a boss.
That can we talk about that for a minute?
What?
I'm sick of evil boss characters in wrestling.
Oh,
cut the cord.
The authority is the logical conclusion, and they're doing the best stuff on TV right now.
Yeah.
Because before, it's always been evil boss who is evil. He is evil. He wants to kill his own children in car crashes for no reason. He hates his son and wants to hit him with hammers. Now they are the reasonable authority figures who are doing the right thing, but they are doing it at you instead of with you, and therefore they're the bad guys.
I want things out of wrestling that I don't think other people want.
Judging by other things, like everything else in the world, I would say you're probably correct on that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because pretty much everything, you want at least one thing that I'm like, who would want that but you?
Let me tell you what I want.
Okay.
Wrestling is a storytelling medium, right?
Where everything ends in violence.
I don't want it to be that.
Well, you're out of luck.
I watch a wrestling show to watch wrestling. Like, storylines and reasons for them to be fighting, that's fine. But, like, the focus should be on in-ring action. I want the focus to be on rankings. I want there to be stakes for Dolph Ziggler fighting Zack Ryder. Just mention if Zack Ryder wins, he gets bumped up in the rank. Just mention that stuff. Like, just make every match feel like it has a reason or importance.
You should watch Chikara. Tag teams can't go for a title unless they win 3 matches in a row.
I want matches to be the focus over storytelling.
There's a lot of that going around, and you're just not watching it.
I want wrestling to treat itself more like a real sport and less like a soap opera.
I don't think I want that. You should watch New Japan. It's not afraid to be silly.
I know.
But, you know, but they hit each other in the head with their fists real hard. Several people got concussions during the G1 climax tournament. That's a little scary to me. I'm in a weird middle place. I want there to be a system that tracks. I also want there to be – I want it to be ridiculous and not afraid to be ridiculous.
Right.
I probably should also watch New Japan.
I was thinking that we were watching the Ninja Turtles movie today. I was like halfway through –
about wrestling while watching Ninja Turtles?
No, not wrestling. Just like I wanted it – if it was going to be good, like, or if it was going to be bad, I wanted it to be bonkers
bad. Just steer into the skit.
Throw Krang in there. Make him just be a weird brain and a stomach. Yeah. Like,
from Dimension X.
Turn Sax into his robot suit. Just steer all the way into the curve. Like,
that would have been so great if in that scene where they're like, where he's like shooting at them in the lab, if they would have like thrown something, it would have ripped his shirt off and there's just freaking Krang.
There's
just
a Krang in there.
Oh man, that movie would have immediately bumped up 11 places.
Steer all the way into the skit. Just go bonkers with it.
Just go,
If you're not going to go bonkers with it, then take yourself serious. Like,
right. So Power Rangers is a lot like the WWE in that they used to do a lot of things right, and now they don't know how to anymore.
Yeah.
And they are too afraid to, so they look at a thing that worked, and they overdo it to a ridiculous amount. Austin versus McMahon worked? Let's try to do that every year.
Now it's starting to run into Inspire Pro, which is making me mad.
It's one thing. It's only one part. And the thing with local indie shows is that doesn't go across the whole show.
Right.
Fly trying to get in my mouth.
But
don't do that, fly.
We're going to talk about Inspire Pro for a minute. Look it up. It's great. It's good stuff.
It's on YouTube. There's a DVD.
Greg Simmons is your authority figure.
Solid
gold Greg Simmons. And he's fine. He's a good... Up until this last show, he was right. He was a good...
He was reasonable.
Just a good, reasonable guy. And there's this... There's a jerkwad, Scott Summers, who I hate because he's an idiot. He's just a big dumb... He comes in, he starts yelling at Greg Simmons. Is that his name?
Yes. Yep.
I'm getting heated.
I know.
I got to calm down for a second. He starts yelling at him about not being about the boys and introduces his own title for no reason. And he's just being a jerk to this reasonable boss.
He's always stoned, which is terrible.
Yeah, he can never open his eyes. He got suspended because he punched his boss in the face. If I went to work tomorrow and punched my boss in the face, I would get fired. I wouldn't just get suspended.
You'd absolutely get fired. But you got to give that conceit to professional wrestling is that it's a medium where everything ends in violence.
It's just a weird way for them to shoehorn this guy is going up against the authority and trying to make a jerk ass into a good guy that I'm supposed to root for, and I can't. I'm still rooting for Greg Simmons, even though he's screwed over Tom Shire,
who is great, who is a nice person and is a great wrestler.
They had to give Scott Summers Thomas Shire to get me a little bit on that team's side.
That guy that they brought in, Gabe Roach,
he's awful.
Tore his meniscus during that match.
Not gonna be
wrestling anymore. That's good. Hilarious. Unfortunately, looks like Mr. B probably will be the next Greg Simmons guy. So, grain of salt. Anyway,
whatever. It's one thing. It's one part of the show that I don't like, because, and also because I don't like the guy involved with it.
Right. Which doesn't help. The
I don't know why we're talking about wrestling so much now.
Because it just happens.
How did I get here?
Okay. Authority figures. Now they overdo authority figures. Look how cool Tommy is. We better make every sixth ranger the cool guy.
The coolest. That's my only problem within space, is that their sixth ranger just
Zane.
Just
Zane sucks.
Comes out of nowhere. Zane sucks. I don't care about Zane.
It would have been neat if they would have set it up the whole season, but they. That's the one big failing that In Space has, that they're like, oh, he's in this tube in a secret room. It's Zane. And you're like, who, what?
It would have been fine if Andros had gone into that room at any point before Zane was introduced.
Yeah.
It was just, he's in a tube, now he's the Silver Ranger.
Yes. He looks like my friend Matt's little brother, Peter.
They made the same mistake in that they were like, oh, crap, there's another Ranger that we didn't know about. Now we have to shoehorn him in. At least with Tommy, they were like, let's make him evil, because that fits the footage. Like, they didn't have that. They didn't have that luxury this time, because Silver Ranger, as far as I could tell, was never evil.
No, I would have liked it if they just would have used the footage and never explained him. Like, if they were, like, there's just Silver Ranger sometimes.
Like the Phantom Ranger.
Yeah, and they would have been like, what the heck is that? Phantom Ranger, who's in all of 3 episodes. He's in 3 episodes. He's in 2 episodes of Turbo, and he's in...
He's in 3 episodes, but he still has, like, a love story with Cassie.
Yeah, in the one episode that he's in. And then he's in 1 episode of In Space to wrap it up.
We'll talk more about him when we get there.
In two years. anyway.
I just don't want to talk about everything in future seasons now, because then what are we going to talk
about? What are we going to talk about then? Yeah. I mean, you'll forget it by then.
I will, yeah.
Yeah. I might. Who knows? Megaforce, I forgot. I don't know the train of thought that got us here, because we started yelling about wrestling.
Oh, they used to do things good or well, and now they forgot how to do that.
Yep. What was I talking about before that? Oh, we were talking about other seasons we want to watch. And then I was talking about Kamen Rider.
And then we got here. That's fine. Well, that's the end of that thought
sequence. That's the end
of
that thought. All right. Kamen Rider 4-Stage is really cool. I want to watch a couple more of them. I want to watch Double. I want to watch Kamen Rider Ooze, I think. It's 3 O's, but it's pronounced Ooze. I want to watch Kabuto because they have really cool suits. That's it. Thanks for your question, Calvin Lee. I believe Calvin Lee has a second question.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You asked about the JDF thing. Now I'm trying to pull it up, and then I got sucked into my own Twitter account where I live tweeted my initial experience with WWE Supercard today. So JNick04, check that out.
Very fun. Exciting stuff.
So cool. It's bad. It's bad. It's a stupid game. I'm gonna play it until probably the day I die. It's a dumb little game.
That's the difference between you and me.
His other question was, how are you guys doing?
I was doing pretty good until...
I'm sad.
until I watched Ninja Turtles, now sad.
I'm better now. We talked about some fun stuff, but also talked about stuff that makes me sad. So, this is going to make me sad.
So, yeah, this is one other thing that...
I'm not gonna read the post. I'm just going to have it here for reference.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to do that to him. He deleted it. Hopefully, he's gonna come down from whatever weird high he was on last night. So, as you guys probably know, Austin St. John, who just kind of disappeared for a while.
Well, he became a fireman.
He's a paramedic.
A paramedic. He was a fireman, too. I'd say.
Was he?
Yeah. Yep. He went to save lives for real.
Yeah.
Super admirable. I understand stepping away from Power Rangers to do that.
And he was just stepped away from Power Rangers for a while. He was never, that I know of, a jerk about it.
No, he just separated himself.
He was just gone.
It was kind of the same thing that Amy Jo Johnson did. She was more in the public eye, so she would, like... actively be like, I don't want to talk about Power Rangers.
Also, a lot of fans are really creepy to her.
Yes.
And she also stepped back because of that.
Right.
Understandable.
Yes.
But he's back. He's doing convention circuits. You can meet Austin St. John, the original Red Ranger. That's cool. He's embracing the Power Rangers fans. He's doing cool stuff.
Yeah.
And he's going to conventions. And at a convention, he did a thing about like self-defense with a bunch of people.
Right. Which is not unprecedented. Steve Cardenas did it. I bet Jason mm-hmm. Fount did it.
It's Font, right?
Font. I'm saying Fount.
Fount.
I bet he's done them. Blake something or other.
I just saw a thing on my Facebook, actually, of Blake Foster.
Blake Foster. That was it.
He's Justin?
Justin, yeah.
Justin Turbo Blue. Where it's him. Morphin? Him now, Morphin. And then I forgot about the stupid little Morph thing. I kind of like it now.
JDF does, like, huge demonstrations, all of them. So this is not unprecedented for a Power Ranger to do a demonstration.
Right, and he's just talking about self-defense. He has a lady with him. I don't know who it is.
Doesn't matter.
Her face is all pixeled out.
It doesn't matter.
So, yeah, anyway. And he's just talking about how, like, long hair is a disadvantage in self-defense in that someone can grab it and pull it, and that hurts, and you don't like that, and you're going to go back when your hair gets pulled. So JDF posted this whole rant on Facebook about how he couldn't believe he would say that. It's so obvious why these two didn't get along.
What?
JDF... who had long hair during Power Rangers. He's like, I have the MMA numbers that'll back up what I'm saying.
But he doesn't have long hair now. He cut his hair before.
He's had short hair for his whole MMA career.
Yeah.
He says at one point that he's offending every female MMA fighter.
I bet Ronda Rousey would be like, no.
Just tie it up in a bun. Like, whatever.
That's what she does. Yeah. She does little, like, Sailor Moon buns.
And he took it like... it was a personal attack on him when it was just like, long hair is a disadvantage.
And if that's, like you said to me earlier, that's an 11-second clip out of context.
The 11-second clip of that is just out of context of his entire self-defense demonstration. And it's just, I've heard from you, I think, that these two have had, like, this blood feud.
Some sort of beef.
And
like, there was...
I honestly think after this that it's only on JDF's side. I think he's making it up in his own head.
I bet, bare minimum, Austin St. John has been over it since Forever Red, because he came back for that and didn't have to.
He's been on record. He came back with a statement after this. It's like, I've never said anything bad about a Ranger. Nothing bad directed at any other Rangers or people. And he's like, if you want to come on here and criticize me negatively, that's fine. If you get out of hand, I'm going to block you. But he's like, you know, I try to keep this a positive place.
Right.
Because I'm a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
And, like,
it's sad.
I don't want to not like Jason David Frank.
Right. But he's a diva.
Like, he's being a diva. After reading that, like, if you go on his Facebook, he's, like, he's super egotistical sometimes.
Very into himself.
He does these raffles where he charges you like $5 to throw your name in the pot. So he's kind of just like milking his fans for money sometimes.
Yeah, I've thought that for a while. Like, not like I had a suspicion thought it, but like that's how I have felt about JDF for a while.
He does a lot of great things for Power Rangers.
Yes, but
he also has a clause in his convention contract that if there's another Ranger there he doesn't want to be there with, he'll just pull out.
He can just leave. I'm kind of hoping Austin St. John comes to Wizard World Austin.
Yeah.
Because even if JDF pulls out, I already got a picture with him. We're good.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
I can meet Austin St. John.
That would be cool. He seems like a great guy.
He seems like a cool guy. But, like, here's the thing about JDF. He at one point during that, you told me, he said, that's my theme song.
Oh, you're Scott Steiner.
I'm Cesaro.
There's not enough sirens for you to be Cesaro.
I'm Cesaro's original
If I set off my car alarm, then you could be Cesaro.
So you told me that earlier today when you told me about this thing.
Yes.
While we were waiting to go see Ninja Turtles, that he said, Jason David Frank said at some point that, like, you need to grow up, something like that, something to that effect.
Yeah, he says it right here.
Well, don't read it. Don't read it out loud.
I'm not reading it, but he basically says, you haven't changed, grow up.
You need to grow up. I would like to counter that with the guy who stepped away from Power Rangers to go do other things with his life. That's not the one that needs to grow up. I love Power Rangers. I'm a 25-year-old man talking about Power Rangers right now to 35 strangers.
The 40-year-old man who ends all his posts with, ha ha ha, yeah! is probably the one who needs to grow up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Types like a 16-year-old girl. I don't want to attack him, but he's leaving me no choice.
Yeah.
Kids, given the chance, don't meet your heroes.
Don't meet your heroes.
I mean, meet Austin St. John. He seems cool. Meet Jason David Frank, because when you meet him in person, he's fine.
He's a little aloof, but it's because he has a million more people to meet that day.
Right.
That's understandable. But, like, I don't know. JDF, like, this is just Power Rangers.
It's just Power Rangers, man.
Get some perspective.
You're the most famous one, but you're still just the most famous Power Ranger.
Yeah, you're the most famous Power Ranger. That's like being the most famous member of the Job Squad.
Right.
That's just Al Snow.
You got your weird little cult following, but that's really all you have. So,
I'm happy that you stayed around, like, on the one hand. But now, maybe you should get some perspective.
Take a break. You know?
Like, take a minute.
Go be a firefighter. Like,
his primary source of income
is the conventions.
Based around your fame. And, like,
if you keep saying stuff like this, your entire fan base is going
to
turn on
you. Because they're going to start to see that, like, you should calm down about it. You know, just calm down.
Here's what we should do. We should get them both on the show. We can have a Bret Hart Shawn Michaels moment.
We can have
and they can hug it out. So there you go, guys.
Or invitations. They will fight in my living room.
Well, not physically, like, but via Skype. Or, you know how much it would cost to get Austin St. John and Jason David Frank here live in people
if they're already,
in the flesh?
If they're already in Austin, then we'll be like, hey, while you're here, and we don't tell them about the other one. No, that would be a bad idea.
That would be a bad
idea. Terrible idea. Then there would definitely be a fight in my
living room. Austin would get here first. Right, and we'd just be hanging out.
Yeah,
JDF would get here and just leave. He would just do that. You know that grandpa gif from The Simpsons where he walks in, puts his hat up, picks it back up, and leaves. That would be him. You need to get a hat rack next to your door.
You can hang up his ball cap that says "Jesus didn't tap on it," and then grab it, put it back on, and leave. Killed the man.
I'm going to call that an official invitation for you two to come bury the hatchet on our show.
Yeah. Sounds like you guys got some stuff to talk about. And I have a bachelor's degree in film, so I'm clearly qualified to
mediate. I have an associate's degree in graphic design, which won't help in this situation, but if anyone's listening, give me a shout. I'll do work for cheap, because I need real world work to fluff my portfolio, so let me know.
So, anything else Power Ranger related we need to talk about?
I bought a couple new toys. They're pretty neat. They're a little chintzy, though.
I'm going to...
Oh, go get your link and open up your mystery thing. Yeah. Well, he's gone. Guy's kind of a dink, right?
I can hear you. I was walking through Target, and we just reset toys, we being some other part of the team, not me. And so I walked by there because new Power Ranger toys. I'm going to check that out. And the two front ones were Zeo Red and the Green Ranger from Mighty Morphin. And so I just quickly found Josh. I was like, hey, you should go check out the toy aisle. And then I just walked away. I didn't tell him anything else. And he ran over there, and he bought them. I didn't think he was going to buy them, because I was going to buy a ZU Red that day.
Like, I was going to look at a ZU Red toy and go, oh, later. No.
I was hoping. But
no,
you didn't.
I ran back. I finished whatever I was doing, the fastest I've ever done that thing. And I went to lunch and bought it. And I bought the Green Ranger, too, because I have No impulse control.
So I saw this Link toy, because Nintendo has toys now, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
And so I saw this Link toy, and I bought this a little bit out of spite. Not going to lie to you.
No, it was a lot out of spite, because you walked over and held it up like you just found the dungeon item.
It did. So.
And then I was like, let me see it, and I started running away with it. But I gave it back. Because I'm an alright guy.
You'll do. So, couple complaints about this Link is it's not really about the Link, it's about the line itself, and that is that the I'm gonna need a knife. Hold up.
Jake has never bought a toy before.
I thought they were twisty ties.
The Power Ranger ones had like those, like they have a little piece of plastic that holds them in. Just pop them out like pills.
Gotta be Tony and cut my whole
Jesus Christ.
These are strong.
You guys don't have scissors yet?
Tony cut his face with them. I don't want to use that on my Link toy.
Yeah, so use a knife.
It is kind of a twisty tie. I'm a smart guy. I promise. I have a bachelor's degree.
I thought there was some tape you needed to cut. I didn't...
That's what I thought. It looks like tape, but it's not tape. It's a twisty tie.
Whatever, I don't care about the Link. Open the mystery box.
No, I'm making you wait.
It's probably... What if Fee's in there?
She just pops out.
Or whatever the noise that is that she makes. She's like an NXT commentator.
Oh!
Oh!
So it looks a little bit like the Goddess Cube from Skyward Sword. I'm gonna get a
It's
look.
Skyward Sword Link,
I mean,
which
you
I don't
can
like. I don't
barely
like. His,
tell.
I don't like his puffy pants.
That's literally the only thing that makes him Skyward Swordy. Where does this open? How do you open?
Just rip it up. You're gonna throw the box away anyway.
I am.
What was your complaint? I don't think you.
My complaint
got
is
all
that,
the way through that
he's the same height as Mario. But Mario is bigger.
He's not proportionally scaled.
It is.
Yeah.
A little shield.
A little Hylian shield.
Kind of what I figured.
Not really a mystery.
No. And then...
It does make me wonder what Mario comes with. I know Yoshi comes with the egg. Come on.
Oh.
Come on, Nintendo.
Come on, guys.
What does Mario... Maybe, it's probably a mushroom. His arm doesn't fit in the shield?
No, it does.
You doing it the wrong way?
He's right-handed in this one.
He's right-handed in Skyward Sword.
This sucks.
Return it. I didn't know he's going to be right-handed, so I want my money back.
Not my Link. I mean, he was right-handed in Twilight Princess, which is...
Only in the Wii version. He's left-handed in the GameCube version. The whole game is mirrored so that
I
he
know.
Can be right-handed.
It's because most people are right-handed, so they cater to them, because...
I get that.
I mean,
that,
here's the thing.
Like,
the...
Couldn't they have just flipped Link? They had to flip the entire game?
I don't know how
that
it works.
Seems like it was more complicated to do that way.
Unless there was just a invert button.
One button. Command I. Whole game inverted.
Oh, that'd be... Then they had to go back and flip the dialogue boxes. The thing is, with Twilight Princess, it's just waggle controls. You just flung it all over the place.
Right.
Nothing was... dependent on you having right hand, you know, or left hand.
They just wanted it to feel right. If you move your right hand, he moves his right hand.
Which is fine, I guess. I mean, just make him left-handed in the future, now that you're done with that experiment. Oh, I threw this away, but there's still a Master Sword in it.
Is the Master Sword even in Skyward Sword?
Yeah. At the very end, it becomes a Master Sword.
Okay.
Spoilers for Skyward Sword.
Because A Link to the Past says it was forged.
My biggest problem with Skyward Sword is that it's the origin of the Master Sword, but it starts out as a mysterious sword. Like, it already comes, it needs a new origin. It needs another origin
that
story.
That sword needs an origin. That sword should have been forged in the bowels of demise.
Like, the thing that made it the Master Sword is Fee... combined herself with it,
right,
and then it traps Demise in there, or that version of Demise, because it's
thought Groose was gonna turn into Ganondorf at some point.
He did not. He actually saved the day a couple times.
I have to watch that game because I don't want to play it.
Yeah, that's what I did. I couldn't stand it. This is
all right. You're still opening your toy. We gotta wrap up.
All right, let's wrap up. We're at an hour and a half. There's only 10 minutes of cuttable footage that I can get. I mean, maybe more ums and us, but
yeah.
By and large, thank you for listening.
Bed.
Yeah, me too. So. I gotta turn the AC back on. So, thank you for listening to this special Bobo episode of
us
the
just
Morphin
nerd
Grid.
Raging about stuff.
In the future, we're gonna not watch Ninja Turtles the movie ever again.
Yeah, you guys got a couple good Bobos coming up. There will be the pilot episode, which we'll do a regular Morphin Grid episode.
Regular
of.
Morphin Grid style episode. Of that.
And then at the end of season two, we'll do the first Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
Which we both have good memories for. It came out at a time where I was like so done with Power Rangers, right? Ugh. Lame.
Power Rangers is for babies.
And then I watched it and I was like, no, Power Rangers is really awesome, you guys. And
I...
nobody believed me, and now I'm here and there wherever. So they don't have upwards of 15 followers or subscribers to their podcast, I bet.
No. They just have like families and
I bet none
jobs.
Of them have fans. We have at least
right?
four.
That's a little better, I think, than a job. That
there's
I
people
like.
I never met who like us.
Yeah.
Was it CM Strike's review where he said you're going to want to be these guys' best friends?
It was him and Gary. Yeah. Gary said, I wish I lived closer so I could be their best friend. And then Chris was like, I wish you're going to want to be best friends with these guys. Which is...
That's cool.
Really cool, because like I said before...
Sometimes I don't really like who I am. So I'm glad that you guys do.
I'm on a similar train. I wish I could change who I am, but I'm so fine with being myself that I can't not be myself, because I've moved across the country a bunch of times. I could have reinvented myself.
Oh, sure.
But instead, I'm just Jake. You're just going to have to deal with this.
He is who he is, and that's all that he is.
That's all that I is. All
right. We've gone super long, though.
So, morphinggrid.tumblr.com. Maybe it'll be updated by Monday.
It probably won't be.
Maybe two episodes.
We'll see what I got. I'm just going to start coding a website, and you're going to have to get me pictures.
I'm going to have to.
It's the only way this is going to happen. And then I'm not posting a new episode without a picture after that.
That's balls.
So, that's on you.
Okay, well... I'll be updating soon then. And you can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes if you want to leave a rating or review. Tony, I've done this a couple times before. Stop laughing at me.
No, he just gave me a thumbs up.
Oh. He just laughs at people. He just looks at you and laughs a lot. So I thought that's what he was doing.
Great
from the other
room. Great for your self-confidence.
Yeah. I'm not good at basketball like
you're
you are.
You're not as... I would beat you in a scrimmage game.
If we were scrimmaging, you would get way more scrimmages than I would. So, yeah, we're on iTunes. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be sweet. We have upwards of...
We have seven.
Seven.
iTunes isn't really updating, so maybe we have more that we're just not getting. I don't know.
Yeah, we need to... If anybody knows, wants to know where I've been... Sorry, I couldn't help it. If anybody knows what's up or knows any way to fix this, if you've had any experience with this, another podcast has talked about this, you can probably email me at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com, and we can fix it. By we, I mean Josh. This is his purview.
Yeah, because I didn't do anything. Here's what happened. I don't see how this would have screwed everything up.
Oh, you did do something.
I tried to add the Facebook to our podcast. Our podcast description. That was literally it. I've updated that before, and it was fine.
Screwed it all up.
And now we're not updating.
It's ruined.
That doesn't make sense.
Who
cares? Because I changed it from whatever it was to Little Idiots that time. Because it was something else at first.
Right. Yeah, it was nothing. The provider was like nothing at first or something like that. Yeah.
It was just like
Josh.
Warner Cable. I don't know.
So, I mean, look... The store, I wish it was updating, but our subscribers still get it, and that's kind of what matters.
Our subscribers still get it. Our popularity bars on the episodes are starting to figure themselves out.
Are working now.
So maybe that's just the thing that it needs to cycle through. I don't know. I also read at some point, like, having too many in your feed will mess with it. But I don't want... We're not dropping any episodes.
The Nerdist has like 300, like 400 episodes in there.
That was also... You know how hard it is to find new posts about these kind of problems? Like, that post was from, like, 2011.
Right.
Like,
there's been 11 different iTunes since then.
Yeah. I don't know. Just figure it out. I'm going to call you, iTunes. You don't want me to call you.
Calling Harold P. iTunes.
I am a jittery mess on the phone.
All right.
You don't want that. I don't want to do that. So don't make it come to that.
So we're done then.
Yeah, we're done.
Thanks for listening. And until next time,
may the power protect you.
Tony.
Because I'm telling him about the movie.
It was awful.